Blog Talk Radio.
Like it or not. Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I have a very special heavenly love shout. As you all know, Corey Monteith, the Glee star, passed away over the weekend. He was found dead in a Canadian hotel. Now, he was born in Calgary, Canada. Now, I'm not a fan of Glee. I have never watched a single episode. But I can relate to Corey in the fact that he suffered from drug problems. And it started at the age of 13. That's where I can relate. I've struggled. And it started at the age of 13. Unfortunately, he didn't join me in the band of Beating It. Corey Monteith was only 31 years old. Rest in peace. Hey, guys. I hope you all had a beautiful weekend. I hope you enjoyed everything. I know I've been getting emails and everything. It's here. The day is here. What you all have been waiting for and what I have been waiting for. The way you are. Don't stop. I do that. We're talking about Houston's own. Look, the queen of Team Lion indie music is right here because she has received more requests and votes than any other artist that have ever been played on this show. You all have been requesting it. It's here today. I bring to you, and I am honored to have the one and only Houston's own and Houston's finest, LG. She's in the building. How you doing, LG?
Hey, oh my goodness. It is an honor to be on your show. I am, you know, it's really cool. I'm really happy I could get a chance to talk to you.
Wonderful. Yes, same here. Definitely same here. I've been, I remember when I first heard your music, and it just blew me away. And I knew that my Team Lion fans, all of you all out there around the world, I knew that my fans would gravitate towards your music. We're going to get more deeper into your music, LG, in just a minute. But I would love to tell everybody, my Team Lion people, even those who are listening for the very first time, you can talk to LG, the one and only LG. She's right here. You can call her and talk to her as well as and me, if you like. Area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. Now, LG, we know before you became the LG, there was a life before that. Can you tell us, you know, where you were born and how you got into music?
Okay. Well, yeah, I grew up in Houston, and basically my mother was an entertainment lawyer, so I grew up in the industry around the celebrities, around all of the meetings and the upcoming artists and things like that. And, I mean, at first I didn't really pay too much attention to it. I was into basketball. I was into sports. I was a huge tomboy. So I was like, yeah, hey, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to get the scholarship. I'm going to be, you know, playing basketball. But then later on, I guess it just kind of clicked over. Like me and my cousin, we would just be listening to, like, Destiny's Child CDs and making up routines mm-hmm. and things like that. And then we'd start booking ourselves for talent shows and stuff like that. So after that, I mean, we just kind of, it kind of escalated from there. So I was like, you know what, I kind of want to do this, like, for real. So I began writing and writing and writing and be like, hey, Mom, so I kind of want to do music now. And so she's like, okay, well, let me see, like, I guess she wanted to see how dedicated I was. And so I just come back to her with new songs, more material, and then she saw how committed I was to it. And so after that, she made a call, and I got hooked up with a record label out of Dallas called XM Records. And so we kind of took from there, just kind of learned how the studio worked and got a hands-on feel for what it's like to be in the industry and just kind of learned how to write songs and, you know, just like the basics of the industry and how to make music and things like that. And then it just kind of took off from there. And so I have my first project out online. My mixtape was called 21. I'm actually in the 21. Studio working on some new music. Yeah, 21. And we're working on some new music now, but that one's up on every major music website out now. So that's where we are today.
All right. Now it was good for your mother to sit back and say, wait a minute, I want to see how dedicated you are. That was real good in having you, like, really, like, having something to prove before you even get into the business.
Right, yeah, she already knew it's a tough industry, so she's like, well, I want to see how dedicated you are before we kind of invest into all of this, because it's a lot that goes into it, so.
Yes, yes. Now, LG, you have a style that is all your own. Now, I personally, I am a fan of yours. I think, I put you in the place with the biggest stars, not only today, but yesterday, because you have that style. You have that style where it's all your own. When somebody hears LG, they know it's LG. How did you find your style? How did you find your voice and how it fits into what you do today? I mean, how did that all come about?
I guess my style kind of came about, well, I first started off, I wanted to sing. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a great singer, da-da-da-da-da. And then somebody kind of gave me a reality check and was like, hey, you're not as good as you think you are, basically.
So, oh, well, ouch.
And so, yeah, I kind of put those punches to the chest. And then I was like, okay, you know what? I'll go back. I'll work on it. I worked on it some more. And then I introduced rapping. So I was like, you know what? I kind of like rap, too. So I worked on that, got some rhymes together. And then one day, you know what? I was like, I like both so much so that I just, you know, I don't want to just do one thing. So I guess today it could be most compared to like a Drake style. So it's more of like a melodic rap sounding thing. So if like Drake and Rihanna had a kid, I guess that would be my style.
Oh, yes. And I love it. I'm glad you found that. I mean, that voice, I think that the person was maybe a little too hard on you, but I just, but I do, I find your style very interesting and very infectious. It's just very catchy. You know the great melodies, and you know, it makes me think, who are your influences? Are those that stepped out on their own and did things a little different? I mean, who really influenced the one and only LG?
Well, I guess my earliest influences would be in our household, we listened to a lot of like Boyz II Men, we listened to Jimi Hendrix. This is a lot of eclectic. We listened to Leanne Rimes. We listened to a lot of stuff early on. And then growing up, I listened to a lot of Destiny's Child. I did a lot of TLC, 3LW, and then I guess nowadays my biggest influences come from a lot of different places. But I mainly listen to I really like Drake nowadays. J. Cole is really make me want to go back and rewrite a lot of stuff as well as.
Oh.
So,
yeah. Oh, great. Okay. Well, how's life in Houston? Growing up, how was life in Houston? Basically, like, I know you were surrounded by music, but were there anything outside, like in Houston, that influenced you musically that wasn't basically like music on the music tip?
Just being around my mom and just her, the people that she worked with, just kind of gave me like that fuel that I needed to just keep doing music, and just told me never to give up. And if it's something that you really want, you know, you just go for it. Like, the sky is the limit. So it was mainly just my mom and her team and people that I was surrounded by that influenced me to keep on going.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Were you in a band prior to maybe going solo? Were you did you form a group prior to, or you just head on your own?
Yeah, it's always been solo. I think it's easier that way, but that's just my personal opinion.
Well, actually, if you ask me, I wouldn't have it any other way.
No, really.
I mean, once you get LG, you get LG. Now, LG, this is Like It or Not with Michael Lane right here on Smack Tongue Radio. Believe it or not, yes, I am talking to the one and only LG. LG, tell us what went into creating 21, this great EP. I've heard a lot of EPs, and this is one of the greatest I've heard. I put that right along with U2's Under the Bloody Red Sky. I put those amongst the great EPs. How did that go? Was it hard? Was it hard times? Did you have to deal with difficulties?
You know, 21 was how old I was when I made the EP. And basically, that's where I was at that time in life. So it was a lot of dance music. It was a lot of just, I want to party, I want to club. I mean, you're legal now, so you just want to be out there, you want to be free, and, you know, you just want to be out there hanging with your friends. So basically, that's where I was coming from with this. But within the whole EP was a mixtape battle between me and my best friend. So basically, we had 2 weeks to come up with an EP. And basically, we were scrambling the first week. You know, we couldn't find tracks. We were like, oh, my gosh, I don't even know what we're going to do. So we basically hurried up and made our EPs within a week. So this was it was a really fun competition. Yeah, we had a voting. We had voting on our websites and things like that. We're not going to talk about the winner because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And, no, I'm just playing.
Right.
I think she's listening. But yeah, that's what happened. We had a mixtape battle, and we just kind of just wanted to go head to head and kind of, you know, put something out there. So it was fun. It was a fun little thing.
Oh my goodness! That's to come up within a week with that type of music and that type of those types of lyrics. We're gonna get deeper into especially a particular song in just a moment. But LG, I have an email. You know, I have some more questions for you, but I have to ask a question because I received an email as soon as I put it out there that you were coming to Team Lion. Randy from Texas, he wouldn't give his specific location, but I believe he's in a relationship. I think that's why. But Randy from Texas wants to know, first off, he's a humongous fan of yours, and he wants to know, are you spoken for?
Am I spoken for?
Yes.
I'm like, you know, no, I mean, I'm just, you know, doing my own thing at this point, just focused on music, so.
All right. See, and you know, LG, I'm a realist, so I like to make jokes, but in a real sense. But I'll just say, well, Randy, you got your answer, but you have no chance.
Focus on the music right now. You know, that's where my mind is at right now.
Thank you, Randy, and keep that support coming. You all, we have the one and only LG. LG is right here on Team Lion, number one. We're going to talk about the number ones in just a minute. But you can give us a call, area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. And if you have questions later on, you can also email me. likeitornotwithmichael@gmail.com. LG. Number one, the way you are, don't stop. You had the top 20 most requested. I mean, you just bombarded Team Lion with your songs. My fans have been overwhelmed by your music. Can you tell my fans out there, how can they get a hold of 21?
Oh, yeah. 21 is, it's pretty much everywhere you can think of. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. It's on Google Play. We have it on my website, lg.com, as well as SoundCloud. So anywhere you can basically find music is going to be up there. So.
Yes, every major website where you can get music, it is right there, guys. It is right there. ELLEGIE. And believe me, it looks like life is good for you, LG.
No, I can't complain.
That's right. I caught that on your Twitter there. LG, tell us about Don't Stop.
Don't Stop is just a party song. Me and a producer of mine, one of my friends, Billy Dorsey, came up with the track. He actually produced and basically wrote the whole song. I was just like, hey, I just want a song, an electronic beat that people can dance to. I want to make this one for the club. So Don't Stop is basically about going, hanging out with your friends. Just, you know, you're at the height of the club. It's like 1 a.m., DJ's live, people are live. You super turned up, and you just want to, you know, keep the music going, so don't stop.
Yes. That, and it's blazing hot. I felt it, and when I first heard that song, I just lost my mind. I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, this is hot. Wait a minute. This is hot. Wait, let me check this out some more. It got deeper and deeper and deeper. You can't help but to shake your butt to those songs, and you got a little hard. And you got that hardcore feeling too as well. With I Do That, you know, it's more like, okay, I can go the pop area, but I can get a little rough on the hip hop edge too as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I Do That. How did that come about? With that song, I Do That.
I Do That is funny. Well, it's kind of a little story, but during that mixtape battle, I couldn't find like my last track, and a friend was like, hey, you should look on YouTube for a track. And so I'm browsing, searching and stuff, and so we come across this beat, and first we couldn't get a hold of the guy so we could actually get the like untagged version. And I was running out of time at this point to get this EP done. So I was like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? So finally he contacts me to get the track, and then we just write to it, and it just came about. You know, I was just in a little, I don't know what kind of state I was in. Just like a beat. Just want to talk about Houston, talk about having fun. So that's just what that was about.
All right. We're going to get down with some more LG. We're going to chop it up some more with her, but – on the other side, we're going to talk about The Way You Are, because I'm going to spin it. Because LG, The Way You Are, your song The Way You Are on this show has received the most requests out of any song. And it still stands today as the number one most requested song in Team Lion show history. And it's been coming from all around the world. I mean, Australia, Ireland. You're touching people from all around the world. So this song, we're going to spin. Oh, yes, that's right, LG. LG is running it right here. She is the queen. You are the queen of Team Lion music right here. And we're going to jam with her number one hit, The Way You Are. So catch me and LG on the other side as we get down. The Way You Are, right here on Team Lion, Like It or Not with Michael Lane. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Let's go, y'all.
see a last text. Last 5 calls I hear free text. Oh, I can't stand you sometimes. So we fuss and fight like lovers do, and say things we don't need to. I still got love for you. You can build me up, you can bring me down. I cherish the good times, your love I immerse, yeah. You got a spell on me, and I can never ever stay mad at too long, especially when you're holding me up in your arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There are certain days I've had enough, but I live for days you build me up. Not that I love you less, you just seem to love to test. My love for you, my love for you.
Michael Lane right here on SmackDown Radio. We had the one and only LG. That was the way you are.
Yay.
Keep doing that, LG. You know what I'm saying? We got LG right here. Yeah, this is not the countdown. I know y'all are used to hearing this in top 10, number one, or whatever in the countdown. This is LG. We have LG right here. And guess what, LG? I just got an email just now from Paulette of Brisbane, Australia. Now, I'm going to read this for you, and I want you to answer this question. Paulette from Brisbane, Australia writes, "Michael, thank you for playing my song, The Way You Are." And said,
"Hey,
I want to know, LG, are you on a world tour? If not, when will you be touring? I hope you will make your way to Australia."
Oh, nice. I need to make my way to Australia, and I would love to be on a world tour. Right now, I'm just doing a lot of local shows in Houston, just building the buzz out here, but I hope to be in Australia very soon, Paulette. So.
All right. Thank you, Paulette. Thank you. Much love. She's been such a great, faithful fan to the show. Thank you, Paulette. LG, now, The Way You Are, that's such... The lyrics is unbelievable what I was just reading. And, of course, you all can catch that video, the lyric video, on YouTube. But it's the love I have for you is worse than you, what you put me through. I mean, that's that kind of love is real deep, isn't it?
Unconditional type, right?
Yeah, unconditional. I mean, just like treat me like I'll always be around, you know, taking advantage. Ah, oh, she'll be here. I'll just treat her like this and that. And, But yet, here you are. I love the way you are.
Right. Yeah, that was actually one of my favorites off of the EP. So that one's got a lot of good response. A lot of people like that one a lot. So.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Especially right here on Team Lion. I heard it for the first time. I ran around. I ran to the co-host TJ, and I ran around my staff. I said, "You guys got to hear this. You have to hear this woman. It's just catchy." And every one of my staff members gravitated towards your music. Said, "Wow, the way you are is just absolutely. It's just so catchy and powerful. And the lyrics is just like, wow. You're doing it big time, LG. You're doing it big time."
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So is there another show that we could tell people out there in Houston or around Texas that do you have a show coming up?
Yeah, this Friday, if you guys are in Houston or anything, we're having a Bayou City Block Party Friday, July 19th at 6 p.m., starting at 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. We're just having a lot of our indie female artists come out and showcase their talents and just kind of mixing and mingling and just talking about music, having a time with drinks and food. So it's going to be a really fun party this weekend. So it's going to be at Hughes Hangar in Houston. So come out.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
And, you know, I've been to Houston. I've been to San Antonio. I mean, Texas is my second home. I love Texas. And apparently the talent coming out of Texas is unbelievable.
We got a lot of it.
Yes. Now, you've been working with Miss Mai. Have you?
Yeah, that's my best friend. Yeah, me and Mai, that's my buddy.
Oh, wow. So have you, it sounds like you helped out, sung background in a couple of songs. Do you write some of her songs or help write some of her songs?
You know what? She's actually helped me write 21. So
wow.
She does a lot of writing. Yeah, she's very talented. So you guys should check her out as well.
Definitely.
YIS for sure. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And I love that song, What You're Waiting For.
Oh, yeah. You checked it out.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. So, hey, and then don't forget, y'all, Miss Mai was also on I Do That. She was a special guest on 21. She's pitching Danny K.
She killed it.
Yes, yes. What about Danny K? What's up with Danny K?
Oh, yeah, she's good. Shout out to her. I need to talk to her, actually.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Danny K. Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I have a couple calls coming in. I'm so sorry, guys. We're running out of show. So I want to ask, you all should have called earlier. I'm sorry. But I want to ask, the one and only LG. LG, any works in the future? What's going on in the future of LG? A new album? Tour?
Yeah, we're just getting back in the studio. This summer is going to be filled with new music, remixes, and shows. I'm just going to be busy all on the internet, bouncing around, you know, just getting my name out there, trying to get the people to know who I am, who is LG. So we'll be working.
Hot. That's hot. That's what's up. And you know, you got me, Team Lion Show. We got your back. We know a star when we see one. Superstar. You know a superstar when we see one. You're going to be a superstar. We have your back from here on out.
Thank you so much.
No doubt about it, LG. It's an honor and privilege. I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for you to stop by Team Lion Show and bless us with your presence.
No problem. I mean, thank you guys for having me so much.
Thank you. And we'll keep the support coming for you.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much.
The one and only LG, guys. Oh, man, I know you all enjoyed it. I'm sorry for the callers that called in late. I wish I could have had enough time to let you all in. But, hey, that was the one and only LG. Join me on tomorrow night. Now, we will be replaying this interview on Wednesday night on Smack Tongue Radio. Join me tomorrow on Smack Tongue Radio at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Pacific, and we're going to have more of the Team Lion Show. On behalf of me, the one and only LG, and all of us at Team Lion, Hey, I'll catch you all tomorrow. And as always, I close by saying peace, love, and keep doing.